The Preface by Jerry Hicks. Have you ever considered your personal evolution in the light of those events that were a major catalyst to your subsequent feeling of fulfillment? In your album of pleasing memories, have you stored mental pictures of those moments during which you seem to have been influenced toward becoming, achieving, or manifesting what you really wanted to be, do, or have? Do you sometimes recall with surging waves of appreciation those persons, books, and seemingly chance circumstances that offered you words or experiences that afforded you a fresh spark of philosophical clarity? Call those brief experiences turning points, call them crossroads, call them signposts on your path, or even touchstones to a moment of a particular feeling of well-being, perhaps, but have you not been aware of their lasting positive effects on your life? I began writing this preface while parked on our dirt trail that runs between the French Broad River and the Biltmore Estates duck pond. My wife Esther and I have been presenting workshops here in Asheville, North Carolina for 15 years now. This spot by the river is one of our favorite places to visit as we participate with the spring goslings and then later the fall migration of thousands of Canadian geese as they knowingly wing their way across the skies, while we too intersect with the changing seasons here as we loop back and forth across this nation. So, here I sit at the most joyous period of my life, doing what brings me so much pleasure. I'm writing this with a deliberate intention of offering you some practical reasons to put into practice so you can deliberately experience more of who you really are, the teachings of Abraham. We've been reminded, words don't teach, life experience teaches. And although this is a book of words, the powerful ones you're about to read here are going to reveal some uplifting new perspectives to you, which you can now allow to become good-feeling new beliefs. Your new beliefs can, by the natural laws of the universe, in turn generate new and joyous life experiences. And from your elevated experiences of joy, you'll discover more of the life-enhancing knowledge that you've been asking for. I expect that you'll find this book to be one of those treasures that you'll forever cherish as a clarifying guide to all that you'll ever want to be, do, or have. If the only awareness that I received from this book was the life-changing, for me at least, in-depth understanding that you create your own truth, this book would have served me extremely well. Reading that truths are but beliefs that have been held for a time, and beliefs are but thoughts that have been held over a period of time, has truly emphasized my awareness of the amazing power of thought. Recently, I overheard a highly successful entrepreneur stating, when asked how he was capable of achieving such a stupendous degree of success, "I think big. Since I'm going to be thinking anyway, I decided long ago, why not think big?" This is a demonstration of the amazing power of thought. Many years ago, I recall reading something written by one of the world's most highly regarded geniuses of the 20th century. He said, in effect, "Most humans are only utilizing less than 1% of their true potential. 99% of their potential to be, do, or have remains forever untapped during their complete lifetime." This book, The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, will reveal the dynamic processes for using more of your untapped potential in this lifetime. Have you ever wondered how much potential for joy lies yet untapped within you? At some level of your consciousness, have you ever been aware that even during your most joyous moments in this life, there's so much more joy that you could experience? As magnificent as your body has ever felt for you or performed for you, haven't you somehow known that it could be even better? And when you relive those delicious relationship experiences that you've shared with those whose lives you've touched as you've grown into the being that is now you, aren't you aware that there must be many more delightful relationships with so many more inspiring persons who are out there waiting for you to attract them into your life experience? In just a few minutes, you're going to meet Abraham. Teachers of teachers, they've called themselves. For those of you who may be new to these teachings, Abraham is referred to in the plural tense because they are a collective consciousness. Abraham has been described by some of the most eminent authors and philosophers in the world as the greatest teachers on our planet today. And when I first met Abraham 2 decades ago, I too was drawn to their ability to teach. And what I wanted to learn more about was, how can I help others to achieve greater financial success? I recall, while living in a Volkswagen camper, reading Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich, where he said, "When riches begin to come, they come so quickly and in such great abundance that one wonders where they've been hiding during all those years before." Think and Grow Rich certainly gave me what I'd been asking for. after discovering that book on a coffee table in a small motel in Montana, and then faithfully utilizing the principles put forth within, my life evolved from earning just enough in the entertainment industry to not have to go to work to, in a very few years, building and enjoying a multi-million dollar distribution business. To anyone who would listen, I constantly gave the credit for my success to the principles I had learned in Hill's book. The principles worked so well for me that I soon began using Think and Grow Rich as a textbook to teach my business associates what I'd been learning. However, after a few years of doing so, I became aware that only a few of my students had developed multi-million dollar businesses. Although there were many who did achieve more than modest success, there were some who seemed to achieve almost no financial growth at all, no matter how many financial seminars they attended. About 10 years after that, and after reaching all of my original business goals, I began searching for answers as to how I could more effectively help more people achieve their desires. And from that asking, Esther and I were given the avenue to these teachings of Abraham. There isn't space in this brief preface to explain in any great detail who or what Abraham is, nor how we came to meet them. But if that information is of interest to you, you can experience a free download of a 74-minute recording of an introduction to Abraham by going to our website at www.abraham-hicks.com. That's Abraham-HICKS.com. Or you can order the CD or cassette from our office at Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690070, San Antonio, Texas. And the zip code there is 78269. Or you can call. Our telephone is 830-755-2299. Here, however, is an overview of our Abraham experience. Esther and I had been told that by quieting our minds, meditating for 15 minutes a day, we could receive the answers to what we were asking for. And although Esther did experience some extremely strong physical sensations the first time we meditated together, it wasn't until after 9 months of daily meditation that we experienced any meaningful form of intellectual communication. Intellectual, in that as Esther's head had begun moving methodically, we discovered that her nose was writing out letters, sort of like spelling out words on an invisible chalkboard in the air. I am Abraham. To quote Abraham's definition of themselves, Abraham is not a singular consciousness as you feel that you are in your singular bodies. Abraham is a collective consciousness. There is a non-physical stream of consciousness, and as one of you asks a question, there are many, many points of consciousness that are funneling through what feels to be the one perspective, because there is, in this case, one human, Esther, who is interpreting or articulating it. So it appears singular to you. We are multidimensional and multifaceted and certainly multi-consciousness. I began immediately asking questions, and Abraham began answering, at first by spelling out words using Esther's nose. It later evolved to Esther's translating Abraham's non-physical blocks of thought into our language through her typewriter, and a few months later, Esther began speaking words for the thoughts she was receiving from Abraham. A couple of years earlier, I had discovered the Seth material, S-E-T-H. Jane Roberts and Robert Butts had received in a similar manner these widely published books. As such, I understood somewhat what was happening to us, but as far as we knew, neither of us were asking for or expecting to receive the experience for ourselves. I was expecting and asking for ways to more effectively teach others how to achieve more successful lives, but not through this avenue. Both Esther and I wanted the wisdom that Abraham was so willing to offer us, but we were both apprehensive as to how something as seemingly strange as this phenomenon would fit into our already well-established business procedures and perspectives. For me, my business principles had to be learnable, teachable. My often stated intent was that each person whom I touched would be either elevated or would remain basically where they were when I met them, and it was my intention, and it still is, that no one would ever be diminished as a result of coming into contact with me. For Esther, the principle simply had to prove to feel good when put into practice. Esther, at first, experienced a more or less natural physical resistance to allowing the Abraham experience. For instance, when this speaking for Abraham began, she would sit in a chair, eyes tightly closed, hands clenched on the arms of the chair, with her voice projecting from that taut physical posture in a seemingly strident tone. As the years passed, and as the asking of thousands upon thousands of people continued to evoke Abraham's answers through Esther, her body began to physically relax. First, her eyes opened. Then her hands and arms began to gesture. And then, a few years later, her body progressed from sitting to standing, braced by a chair or a lectern, to moving gracefully from place to place. Concurrently, With the relaxing of Esther's body came the relaxing of her voice. If you were to hear one of our earlier recordings, you would distinguish what you might describe as a foreign accent of some unknown origin. But today, after nearly 20 years of relaxing into speaking for Abraham, the voice you would hear would not sound very different than Esther's. What you would notice as different would be what I would term Abraham's intellectual and attitudinal stances. One more point before I conclude this preface. If you've read our previous book, Ask and It Is Given, you've already learned that Abraham teaches that we're here having this physical earth experience for the creative joy of the journey, and that we're not here to try to fix anything or get anything done. Abraham teaches that everything that any one of us ever wants or does is only because we believe that in the achieving of it, we will feel better than we do now. And Abraham tells us that there's nothing more important than that we feel good. So, if we're not here to fix something or to get something done, how can we know if our life on earth has been a success? Abraham teaches us that success is not measured by the physical things we accomplish or the stuff we gather. They tell us that our success is measured by the degree of joy we're experiencing during our journey through this life. And so, if you're looking for evidence of someone's success in utilizing the teachings of Abraham, simply pay attention to the amount of joy they're experiencing in the moment. For all that any one of us ever says, does, or attempts to be, whatever it is only because we want to reach a state of feeling better. You may have already discovered that wealth, health, relationships, or physical accomplishments aren't what bring you happiness. But you may be amazed to learn that by deliberately finding and maintaining your vibrational balance on your intended pathway of joy, you'll also be attracting whatever you want to be, do, or have. And you can have the happiness too. Esther and I have, for 2 decades now, used the teachings of Abraham to maintain our fun-filled relationship with one another. We've attracted a staff of brilliant, delightful, extremely capable employees and independent contractors who allow the business aspects of the evolution of this philosophy to smoothly flow and grow. We've also attracted spectacular friends and business associates while not foregoing the joy of the memories of those with whom we no longer personally interact. Our health is perfect. No doctors, except as friends, no medical examinations, and no medical insurance. Yes, physical glitches sometimes occur, but they very shortly resolve themselves as we return to energy balance. Financially, we paid more taxes last year than the total profits received from all of our years before we learned the principles of deliberate intentions. In other words, it works. And above all, I know of no 2 happier people, with the exception maybe of our grandchildren, Laurel, Kevin, and Kate. Esther and I travel this nation presenting Art of Allowing workshops to thousands of people in up to 60 cities a year. We drive our monster bus, it's a marathon conversion of a 45-foot-long Prevost tour bus, and printed across the back in very large friendly letters is, "Life is supposed to be fun." Perhaps you felt it too, but from the time I was 5 years old, I can remember having desires to somehow help others live happier lives. And so, as my life evolved, I found many varied avenues of expression to perform many versions of that. As I write this for you, I'm feeling such appreciation for those persons, far too many to even consider mentioning here, who have been an influence in my joyous life experience. And although I probably can't credit the teachings of Abraham for actually attracting Abraham, I do credit them for the massive physical evolution of this message. I also credit them for the degree of joy that Esther and I experience as we're blessed with this opportunity to create different means of projecting their joy-based philosophy of practical spirituality to you. From my heart, Jerry.